Hello and welcome to Witchy Wellness Radio. I'm your host, Lauren Chalantani, women's holistic health coach and fellow recovering perfectionist. This podcast was created to show you that your body is not in the way. It is actually leading your way. Hello, everybody. This is your host, Lauren, again, and you are listening to another weekly inspirational episode, Who's Leading the Way? Now, before we jump into today's weekly inspirational show, I wanted to take a second to tell you guys about my new online course that's coming out in less than 2 months. It's called Anxious to Aligned, and I created this because so many women feel like they're doing all the right things, but are seriously left more anxious, unhappy, and unhealthy. And it is my mission and so much my desire to help women realize that their emotions and yes, even anxiety and their bodies are not in the way, but actually leading the way to a dream life that we all truly deserve. I was able to crack this code and turn this exhausting and draining anxiety into focused, confident action that has helped me find peace of mind and even the present moment. In my new online course, Anxious to Aligned, I share these exact step-by-step process on how you can turn your own crippling fears into unlimited freedom so that we can all rise up and truly live our best lives together. So if you guys want to join the VIP waitlist, you'll get first access to when the course comes out and 20% off early bird discount when the new course, Anxious to Align, launches. Now head over to the show notes and click on that link to sign up today to get 20% off. You don't want to miss signing up for this list. You get this discount I will offer after the list goes live. And I'm so excited to launch this course and help so many people. Now back to today's weekly inspirational show, Who's Running the Show? Now, we've all heard of inner child, but have you thought about, is your inner child running the show? Who's driving your bus? Sometimes we get so caught up in the day-to-day, our goals, or things that we want to do, we don't realize we are living by these false sense of beliefs. By this wounded inner child who doesn't know any better. So, in this episode, we're going to take a few minutes to connect to her, to bring her in, to see how she's doing. And we can do this exercise when we're happy, when we're sad, when we're mad, or anything in between. What's important is that we'll be able to connect to our heart, our subconscious part, where our inner child lives. And the first way to do that is to think and remember, what did you love to do just for fun as a kid? For me, I loved to dance. I would jump all around the house. Now, maybe you can pause this show or later today, go do that activity, come back and sit down. Relax, and we're going to go deep into our hearts and find our little inner child. So we're going to take a few deep breaths together. In and out. In and out. In and out. Now keep breathing slowly and deeper with each inhale and exhale. And start to focus on your heart. Picture a gate at your heart. What does this gate look like? Can you open it? Go ahead and walk through the gate. Now, while you walk through the gate, what's inside? Is it sprawling hills? A park? Is it sunny? Is it raining? Is it dark, deep at night? Now start to look for your inner child. Do you see her yet? Tell her to come closer. What is she doing? How does she feel? Now, talk to her a few minutes. Tell her the things that she needs to hear. The things maybe you guys didn't hear as a kid in real life. And after you're done having your loving conversation, as you hold her in your arms, tell her that you'll be back. It won't be this long ever again, and that she's safe, she is loved, and that she can do nothing wrong. Now, as we leave the park, start to walk out of those gates. Keep them open. Keep them open for love. Keep them open for her. Keep them open for you. Lastly, I challenge you guys after this to write your inner child a love note, or maybe whatever you need to hear, that younger part of yourself that you didn't know as you were growing up. To give you an example, I will read you mine. Dearest Lauren, or whosoever inner child needs to hear this, I know you still want to find your own way, despite the loving advice I'm going to tell you, but please take heed and try to listen. You are so loved, oh, so very loved, for just being you, not for doing, achieving, performing, looking, or acting. Just being. Instead of fitting the mold that makes you feel smaller and smaller with each day, take a step back and do, choose, think, feel that make you come alive. Truly bursting with love and light. It could be anything really small that no one knows about. Focus on how you want to feel and let that lead your way. And don't worry, you'll have all the relationships, the status and abundance. No worries there. But what you want to start with a strong, loving, grounded, and trusting foundation. The universe will give you what you ask for, so be careful for what feelings you're putting out there. Also, pay attention to how people or your quote-unquote friends make you feel. Their issues or energy are not worth, I repeat, not worth your own happiness. It is their journey. It is their responsibility to heal themselves and not yours. Lastly, you are not the victim of your own body for just simply being a woman. She, your body, and all of her inherent wisdom is teaching you the cycles of life itself, where and how to course correct for the upcoming month. And remember, you and your body are so sacred. No one can take that away from you. If you truly believe that you and your body are sacred, how would you treat, take care of, and live differently? All my love to my inner child and all of you guys. Lauren. And remember, open up, surrender, trust, and let your body lead the way.